our heads and pray in silence.
Amen. 奉主耶稣圣名，我们在这边祈求敬拜天上的神。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we come here to worship our Heavenly Father.
我们来唱诗146首。
Please sing hymn 146.
146首。
Hymn 146.
心归下祷告。Let's
all kneel down and pray in one accord.
各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。May
peace with all brothers and sisters.
愿神的恩惠常常与大家同在。May
the grace of God be among you always.
在生活当中，我们有时候会遇到许多的困难。In
our daily life, we often encounter trials.
有时候在困难当中，我们看不到神的荣耀。
And many times in our trials, we lack to see the glory of God.
好像所有的征战当中啊，都是屡败屡战，屡战屡败啊。
And it seems that in most of the wars that we fight and we lose and we fight again.
那常常在别人啊看不到我们在神在我们身上的荣耀。
And even through others. In us, they cannot see the God's glory. Tonight, we would like to share 1 Samuel chapter 4.
这是以色列民族史里面一个非常丢人的一个时刻。
This is a very shameful moment in the history of the Israelites.
因为荣耀离开以色列。
Because glory has departed from the Israelites.
神的约柜被掳了。
The Ark of Covenant was captured.
我们来看撒母耳记上第四章，我们把红线夹在撒母耳记上第四章。
Let's turn and bookmark 1 Samuel chapter 4.
第四章第十一节。
1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 11.
四章十一节。
1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 11.
这边提到神的约柜被掳去。
Here says the ark of God was captured.
我们来读十七节。
Verse 17.
最后一句话。
The last part of verse 17.
啊，神的约柜被掳去。
And the ark of God has been captured.
我们看十九节。
Verse 19.
中间的一句话。
In the middle of the sentence,
啊，他听见神的约柜被掳去。
When she heard the news that the ark of God has been captured,
我们来读二十二节。
Verse 22,
啊，这一章的最后一节。
The last verse in this chapter,
啊，神的约柜被掳去了。
For the ark of God has been captured.
啊，如果一个经文非常的重要。
If a verse is very important,
啊，圣经都会一再重复出现这一句话。
The Bible will repeatedly mention this verse.
所以我们用这句话来探讨《撒母耳记上》的第四章。
So we will use this main phrase, the Ark of God has been captured, to discuss 1 Samuel chapter 4.
我们来谈四点，我们来谈三点。
We'll talk about three different aspects.
我们来谈约柜在历史中所扮演的角色。
First is the role that the Ark of Covenant played in history.
我们来谈谈为什么约柜被掳。
Secondly, we'll talk about why was the Ark of God captured.
我们来谈一谈被掳的结果是什么。
And third is the results of the Ark being captured.
那约柜是一个什么样的东西呢？
So what is the Ark of Covenant?
我们来看出埃及记三十七章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 37.
在图画上面呢，有一个人家想象出来画的约柜做参考。
On the screen, you will see the picture of the ark who people drew it out according to their imagination.
我们看出埃及记三十七章的第一节。
Exodus chapter 37.
三十七章第一节。
Exodus chapter 37, verse 1.
比列撒用皂荚木做柜，长两肘半，宽一肘半，高一肘半。第二节。
Verse 2.
里外包上金金，四围镶上金牙边。第三节。
Verse 3.
又铸四个金环，安在柜的四角，上边两环，那边两环。第四节。
Verse 4.
用皂荚木做两根杠，用金包裹。我们跳过来看第七节。
Jump to verse 7.
用金子锤出两个基路伯来，安置在施恩座的两头。第八节。
Verse 8.
这头做一个基路伯，那头做一个基路伯，两基路伯连接一块，在施恩座的两头。第九节。
Verse 9.
两基路伯高张翅膀遮掩施恩座，基路伯是脸对脸朝着施恩座。这边记载摩西他开始造一个约柜。
Here records that Moses started building the ark.
那么约柜就是一个神同在的一个，就是因为上面有施恩座，所以这是一个神能力同在的一个盒子。
And the ark is a box in which the glory or the abidance of God abides in the mercy at the mercy seat.
它长跟长是两肘半。
And here says it's two cubits long. Two and a half cubits long.
古代的人量东西大概从手指头到这里，这样叫做一肘了，一个手肘一肘。那一肘大概大约1.5 feet 这样子。
So a cubit, it's measured as the tip of your finger to your elbow, in which is about 1.5 feet.
所以你这样可以乘乘看，2.5×1.5 了，
So you would time 2.5 by 1.5.
所以大概比我的身高还要低一点，大概四尺多。
So it's about 4 meters long.
4 feet.
4 feet long.
那宽跟这个高大概一肘半。
And the width and the height is feet long.
一肘半哈，这里叫 feet 吗？你那个英文叫 feet 呀。好，那这个大约是两尺多了哈，两个 feet 多了哈。那我们大概知道那这是一个木头所做的盒子，用金子包起来。
And this is a box made of acacia wood and it's molded gold around it.
那重要的就是上面有两个有施恩座。
And the importance of it is that on top of the box lies the mercy seat.
自从人类离开神的面之后。
Ever since man departed from the face of God.
神很想来帮助人类跟人亲近。
God wanted to help men to have them get close to him.
那后来神就用这个约做个约柜啊，来代表啊神的一个同在。
And so God used
神施恩的地方。
So God used the ark as a place of representing the abidance of God and also where his mercy lies.
因为在神面前人要圣洁。
Because before God, man needs to be holy.
没有圣洁不能见神。
Without being holy, cannot be face to God.
所以这个约柜啊，就被放在一个至圣所里面啊，都是帐幕包起来啊，人不能看见。
And so the ark is placed in the tabernacle, where men cannot see.
那么为人赎罪的大祭司啊，就一年一次进去这里啊，为人赎罪，为人祷告。
And the high priest we enter to the holiest of the holiest once a year to redeem man's sin.
因为这个东西代表神的同在啊，所以耶柜啊在历史上常常带领以色列的百姓。
And because this ark represents the abidance of God, therefore throughout history, it also represents how God guides the Israelites.
我们看民数记的十章三十五节。
Let's turn to Numbers.
民数记十章三十五节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 35.
十章三十五节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 35.
三十五节这叫约柜之歌、huh? Song of Ark of Covenant.
Here records the Song of Ark.
我们看三十五节。
Verse 35.
约柜往前行的时候，摩西就说：“主啊，求你兴起，愿你的仇敌四散。”远恨你的人从你面前逃跑，请读。
Verse 35, whenever the ark set out, Moses said, Rise up, O Lord, may your enemies be scattered, may your foes flee before you.
36节。
Verse 36.
耶柜停住的时候，他就说，主啊，求你回到以色列的千万人中。
36, whenever it came to rest, he said, Return, O Lord, to the countless thousands of Israel.
所以以色列人走旷野路啊，都用耶柜在带领他们。
So as they walk in the wilderness, the ark guided their way.
遇到仇敌啊，仇敌就四散。
And when they encounter their enemies will scatter.
平常就在以色列人的当中啊。
And in their daily lives will be among the Israelites.
这告诉我们，我们的生活要以神做我们生命的中心。
This is to teach us that God should be the center of our daily life.
那如果我们生活当中啊，跟着神来走，我们就可以得到安息。
And if we're willing to follow God in our life, then we will receive rest.
我们来看民数记第十章的三十三节。
Let's also turn to Numbers.
民数记第十章三十三节。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 33。
以色列人离开主的山往前行了三天的路程，主的约柜在前头行三天的路程，为他们寻找安歇的地方。请读。
Numbers chapter 10 verse 33. So they set out from the mountain of the Lord and traveled for 3 days. The ark of the covenant of the Lord went before them during those 3 days to find them a place to rest.
所以我们生命如果跟着神的旨意来行，
So if we follow the will of God,
我们心中就会得到安息。
Then in our hearts we will receive peace.
所以耶稣说，你们在世上有苦难。
Therefore, Jesus Christ says, you will encounter tribulations in your life.
但是在我里面你会有平安。
But inside of me, you will find rest, at peace.
所以我们不要走在耶柜的前面。
So let us not walk before the ark.
我们不要走在神旨意的前面。
Let us not walk before the will of God.
我们要看着云柱火柱怎么带领我们。
We need to see the cloud.The pillar of cloud and fire, and see how they guided us.
这个约柜啊，他先行走，为我们找地方。云柱火柱就带我们到那个地方去。
The ark was set out to find a place to rest, and follow by the pillars of cloud and fire to allow us to follow.
所以弟兄姐妹，你有什么忧虑没有
？So brothers and sisters, do you have any worries?
我们日常生活当中有很多的挑战。
In our daily lives, we often encounter many challenges.
但是。我们要看清楚神的方向。
But we need to clearly see the directions of God.
不要走神跟我们相反的地方。
Do not go the opposite direction that God set us to go.
最近有一个姐妹在分享一件事情。
Recently, there's a sister who shared.
她说她的家人在找工作。
She shared that her family members are currently looking for a job.
她有两个很好的 offer.
And she herself has two great offers.
那我们应该怎么样去找哪一个该做的东西呢？
And then she asked me, then how do we decide which job or which offer to take?
其实工作是生活的一个手段，工作不是生活的目的。
A job is only a tool of life, but shouldn't be the meaning to your life.
所以当我们工作的时候，我们就考虑什么样的工作让我们更能够荣耀神，更能够爱人。
So when we consider a job, then we should think about what kind of job will make us glorify God even more and love men even more.
更有时间来亲近神。
And to have more time to get close to God.
可是两个工作如果条件通通一样，我怎么知道是哪一个呢？
And then what if the criteria of both jobs seem the same?
那我在想，在祷告当中，神一定会指引我们。
And I believe that in our prayers, then God will guide us.
神有时候会给我们一个感动。
Sometimes God will move us.
让我们有一个放一个意念在我们心里面，在祷告的时候。
We put a thought into our hearts.
让我们觉得这样做很合乎圣经。
And let us know that by doing this is according to the Bible.
我们心就很平安。
And then we will find peace in our hearts.
我们跟着他走。
And then we will follow that way.
如果即使这样子，即使我们经过死荫的幽谷，也不用害怕。
And like this, even if we face the valley of death, we should not fear.
因为他都要与我们同在。
Because God will abide with us.
所以真的跟神走会有安息。
So indeed, when we follow, indeed when we follow God, then we will find rest.
最近呢，在加拿大有一对兄妹很快的时间之内就决定了婚事。
Recently in Canada,
a
brother and a sister, and they in a very short period of time, they have decided their marriage.
我就发觉到，这个家庭非常的奇特。
And I realized that they are very unique.
那为什么这个哥哥人家介绍没有很久就说好，那好了就马上订婚。
Why this brother who just recently be introduced in a short matter of time, he just decided to marry.
这个妹妹也是人家就介绍一个她觉得祷告心安也没有探听很多就是凭着信心往下走。
And likewise with the sister, someone introduced and she put it in a prayer and she felt it was good and so she decided her marriage like this.
他们的家长这一对兄妹的家长有一个观念就是说即使认识太久也不一定保证婚姻可以幸福。
Because their parents have a thought and they believe that no matter how long you know each other, that cannot be the assurance to one's marriage.
但是如果两个都愿意走神的路，你就会有安息。
But if both of them are willing to walk on the path of God, then they will find peace.
我们都结过婚的人都知道，婚姻哪里没有坎坷的时候呢？总是有不顺利的时候。
Those who are married, we know that in marriage, we often encounter difficult times.
但是如果两个都愿意跟随神的旨意来行。
But if both of them are willing to follow the will of God,
在困难当中你就会得到安息。
In those difficulties, they will find rest.
所以耶柜在历史的角色就是一直在做着带领给人安息，帮助我们的一个角，就是神本身的一个代表。
Therefore, the role of the ark in history has always played a leading role in providing rest.
我们再回来看这个撒母耳记上的第四章。
Let's turn back to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
那为什么耶柜会被掳呢？
So why was the ark of covenant captured?
这个刚刚忘了这个我们再看下一个这个耶柜在历史当中呢曾经带领以色列百姓攻耶利哥城。
In the history of the Israelites, the ark led the Israelites to conquer the city of Jericho.
让他们在困难当中靠跟着神走在没有会一兵一卒很轻松的就打下一个坚城。
And in their challenge by following God without using a soldier, they were able to conquer the city.
但是第四章很不一样
But here in chapter 4 it's rather different.
耶柜却被掳了。
Because here the ark of God has been captured.
我们来看第四章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 4 verse 1.
以色列出去与非利士人打仗，安营在以便以谢。非利士人安营在亚佛。第二节
Verse 2,
非利士人向以色列人摆阵，两军交战的时候，以色列人败在非利士人面前。非利士人在战场上杀了他们的军兵，也有4000人。第三节
Verse 3,
百姓回到营里，以色列的长老说，主今日为何使我们败在非利士人面前呢？我们不如将神的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里来，好在我们中间就我们脱离敌人的手。第四节
Verse 4,
于是百姓打发人到示罗，从那里将坐在两基路伯上万军之主的约柜抬来，以利的两个儿子和弗尼菲尼哈与神的约柜同来。我们就看到他们在困难当中想到神的约柜。
So here states that in their difficult time, they thought of the ark.
因为他们打仗的时候打失败了。
Because they just lost their battle.
他们被杀了4000个人。
4,000 of their men were killed.
大家在伤心，就回到营里面去，就跟长老这样讲了。
They were very sad about this, and then so they went back to the camp and told the elders.
我们不如请这个约柜啊出来啊，带领我们打仗。
Why not bring the Ark of God to help us before the Philistines?
你看以前呢，耶柜啊，可以带领啊，他们攻耶利哥这个过约旦河。
Because before the Ark led them through the Jordan River.
以前呢，他们耶柜啊，带领他们啊，攻下耶利哥。
The Ark led them and conquered the city of Jericho.
耶柜是这么神奇的一个柜子啊。
The ark is such a miraculous box.
我们今天这么困难呢，这个神奇的柜子来带领我们呢，我们神来带领我们，我们一定可以打胜仗的。
And today we are facing such a great challenge. If we bring the ark, then we will for sure win the war.
所以果然呢，这个柜子就被抬来营中。
And like this, the ark was brought to the camp.
第五节谈到这个耶柜到营中的时候，以色列人就大声欢呼啊。
And verse 5 here says, when the ark of the Lord covenant came into the camp, all Israelites raised such a great shout.
觉得帮助来了。
They feel that their help is here.
想不到这一打输掉了哦。
But without realizing that, with this, they still lost the war.
第十节哈。
Verse 10,
非利士人跟以色列人打仗，以色列人败了，各向各家逃奔，被杀的人甚多，以色列的步兵倒了30000。请读。
Verse 10, so the Philistines fought and the Israelites were defeated and every man fled to his tent. The slaughter was very great. Israel lost 30,000 foot soldiers.
那十一节，神的耶柜就被掳了。
Verse 11, the ark of God was captured.
我们在谈这一次为什么不一样呢？
Then we will talk about why this time is different.
我们就会见到圣经上有一个教导，就是虽然同样一个动作，但是呢，可能有不一样的结果。
In throughout the Bible, we have learned that even though you take the same action, but they might not have the same outcome.
你看亚伯跟该隐都同样的献祭。
For example, let us take a look at Abel and Cain. They both offer sacrifice.
他们都是拿自己职场上面最好的来献祭。
They both offer the best from their working field.
但是神接受亚伯的献祭，没有接受该隐的献祭。
But God only accepted the sacrifice of Abel and not of Cain.
不是同样献祭吗？
Isn't both of them both sacrifice?
但是神对该隐这样讲，你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
But God told Cain, if you do what is right, wouldn't yours be treasured?
所以同样的一个祷告，神也听一些人的祷告，不听另外一些人的祷告。
Likewise, in our prayer, God may listen to some of our prayers and not of others.
那华利赛人跟税吏都在圣殿里面祷告。
Both the Pharisees and the tax collector, they both pray in the temple.
税吏就一直捶胸说：“哎呀，神啊，开恩赦免我这个罪人呐、啊！我在你面前实在是亏欠太多。”
The tax collector.Beat his chest and continuously repent and said to God, "I am a sinner before you."
华利赛人就用自己最好的来比较别人最不好的，就是批评别人的不好。
But the Pharisees instead used to what they do best to compare and put down others.
他说：“神啊，你看我不像这个税吏。”
And he was said before God, "Look at me. I am unlike this tax collector."
我一个礼拜禁食两次。
I fast twice a week.
我常常做对的事情。
I often do what is right before you.
他在神面前自义。
He is self-righteous before God.
其实他看不到自己的缺点。
He cannot see his own shortcomings.
所以同样的祷告， 不是每个人都蒙悦纳。
So the same prayer will not be find, will not be pleasing.
同样的献祭不是每一个人都蒙悦纳。
And the same sacrifice will not find pleasing in the eyes of God.
所以今天呢，我们这个宗教不只是一个 ritual， 不只是一个形式，我做什么形式就有什么结果。
Therefore, today our religion and our faith is not a ritual. If we do take this action, this is the outcome that we will have.
我们一定要用心灵跟诚实，用我们的心，用真正的真理来神面前敬拜神。
And we need to worship God with our honesty and our spirit.
但是我们拜神啊，我们一定要了解神的旨意。
So to worship God, we first need to understand the will of God.
我们来看以赛亚书的撒母耳记上的四章十五节。
First Samuel chapter 4 verse 15.
四章十五节。
First Samuel chapter 4 verse 15.
那时以利九十八岁了，眼睛发直，不能看见。请读。
Verse 15. Who was 98 years old, and those eyes were said that he could not see.
哦，他以利实在是活得很老，九十八岁。
Eliah.He was already 98 years old.
但是很可惜，他眼睛看不见。
But here says his eyes were not set that he could see.
其实第三章就谈到他眼睛昏花。
And in chapter 3 already mentioned that
第二节
that he could barely see.
他看不明白。
Here says that he could barely see.
所以今天我们看到这个前国的宗教的一个带领的以利亚他真的不是摩西也不是耶稣亚。你看耶稣亚摩西的时代约柜神行他的旨意他们跟着约柜走。那今天呢就是一个看不分明到最后眼睛看不见的以利亚在帮忙这个神的国度。
And Eli, unlike Moses and Joshua, who followed the will of God and guided the nation, Eli had weak eyes and he could barely see, and he was the leader of the nation.
所以今天我们要蒙神同在恩惠，我们要满心知道神的旨意是什么。
So today we want the abundance of God, then we need to understand the will of God.
就是神要人做什么事情，他才会得喜悦。
What does God want us to do to find
我们仔细想一个问题
Let us think of a question.
什么时候神跟着阿兵哥出去打仗
？In what times did God follow the soldiers to fight their battle？
我知道在小弟自己的感想，然后在圣经里面你看那个耶稣亚他打了多少战争但是只有耶利哥那个城邑呢，才看到他们抬着耶柜在前面他们跟着耶柜在走
If we look at the Bible, how many wars did the Israelite actually fought under the guidance of Joshua? But only the war of Jericho that the ark led them throughout the battle.
所以你看耶柜他一出去的同时，所以以色列百姓都是跟着的。所以你看耶利哥的内城所以以色列百姓都跟着走的，不是阿兵哥出去而已。
Not only the soldiers follow the ark, but the entire camp and the entire Israelite nation follow the ark.
告诉我们神是所有人类的一个中心我们所有的人都要跟随主耶稣基督的。
Therefore, God is the center of all human beings, and all human beings should follow Jesus Christ.
神如果要帮助你，不用把他抬出去，你只要在他殿里面求问就可以了。
And if you listen to God, you don't need to take out the ark as long as you pray in His temple and follow His will. Then that's enough.
所以你看到以利亚。真的是对神的旨意不明白。
So here we see Eli real clearly does not have an understanding of God's will.
不但这样子他儿子不好，他尊重自己的儿子胜过神。
And not only so, he honored his own sons more than he honors God.
所以今天我们在帮助教会的人，无论是RE的老师所有的帮助教会的人，我们真的要满心知道神要我们这个教会往哪个方向走。
So today, no matter which holy work you're helping out, whether you're RE teacher or other, we need to understand what is the direction that God wants us to head.
我们真的要有那种鹰的眼睛像四维物遍体充满眼睛内外都有眼睛，知道。真知道神的方向。
And we should be like the four living creatures, where our eyes spread throughout our body and understand and see the will of God.
如果一个国家办神训班办了好久，但是办到最后没有青年愿意出来献身。
If in the country, there have been theological seminar year after year, but not a single youth is willing to offer themselves.
那我们就要想到底我们在训练上面出了什么问题。
We really need to reflect what is the problem in our training.
我们要真的满心知道神的旨意来帮助神的国度，知道他应该往哪个方向来走。
We need to understand the will of God to help the nation of God advance.
当然一个问题啊，不是只有一个人而已啊，是整个国家啊，这长老也是啊，
Of course,
有问题啊。
Problem does not lie on one single man, but throughout the whole nation.
我们来看撒母耳记上的第七章哦。
Turn to 1 Samuel chapter 7.
第七章第三节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse
3. 第七章第三节。
1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 3.
撒母耳对以色列全家说：“你们若一心归顺主，就要把外邦的神和亚斯他鲁从你们中间除掉，专心归向神，单单的侍奉他。”他必救你们脱离非利士人的手。第四节，以色列人就除掉巴利和亚斯他路，单单侍奉主。你看那时候前国不但拜天上的神啊，他们也有很多人都还在侍奉亚斯他路。
Here records that back then the Israelites not only worship all gods they know from heaven, but they also worship Ashtoreth.
那长老是行政方面的组长哦，他们是民事方面的一个带领者。
And the elders, they were leaders of their groups.
但是你看，他说以色列百姓很多，这里啊谈到说很多人都是不专心归向神的。
But here says that many house of Israelite, they do not wholeheartedly worship God.
这是我们生活当中的，又爱马门，也爱耶稣基督啊。
It's just like loving Mammoth and Jesus Christ in our life.
我们生命有两个王。
In our hearts, we have two kings.
我们需要的时候就请这个不行，我们就请那个。
When we have our needs, we invite this one, and if this one doesn't work, we invite the other.
我们两只脚踏两条船。
We step on two different boats.
如果这样，你即使把神请出来祷告，有时候神不一定听，因为我们没有专心信靠神。
And if we're like this, even if we ask God to abide with us, that would not be possible because we do not wholeheartedly worship God.
如果我们有神的恩惠，又回去找偶像，那这个神很讨厌的。
If we have the grace of God with us, but we return to our idols, then God would detest our behavior.
因为神是忌邪的神。
Because God is a jealous God.
刚刚小弟听了一篇这个心灵游牧民族一个幻弟兄在做见证。
Just now, I heard a testimony by a brother.
那他在提到怎么带领一个妈妈的家庭，叫范妈妈的家庭，不是他们家的人，然后的两个，他这个妈妈有两个女儿都换鬼啊。
And he testified how he brought two truth seekers who were the two daughters of his friend, and they're both demon possessed.
然后他为他们祷告，他跟他太太为这个家庭祷告。
He and his wife pray for this family.
我想教会也是为他们在祷告啊。
And I believe that also the church also pray for them.
本来这两个姐妹啊。他说他整天都在睡觉了晚上到了时间一到他就开始发作开始鬼附身了。
And he described how these two sisters, they would sleep during the morning and at night when time comes, then they would start acting up.
这个妈妈都没有办法睡觉。
And that would not allow the mom to go to bed.
结果我们的同龄帮他们一祷告两个晚上睡得很好不会再发作了。
But as soon as our brother prayed for them, for two straight nights, they were able to fall asleep.
那这个妈妈本来就是民间道教的，那因为又被人家逼迫，想说，你为什么最近你没有拜这个偶像了呢？
And because this mother originally believed in Taoism, and for she was persecuted for a period of time, they continually ask her, "How come you don't worship your idols anymore?"
她就心动摇，她又回去佛里面烧香拜佛，还有拿水果回来给这个拜过的水果回来给两个女儿吃啊。
And because of this, she went back to worshiping idols, and even brought the food that was worshipped to idol back to her daughter.
不得了，这吃下去呀！本来已经很安静的两个女儿突然之间看到拿到刀就拿起来就想要杀人。
And as originally these daughters they were improving, but as soon as they ate the food, they started acting up again.
这位妈妈后来才了解，原来真的人不可以两只脚踏两条船。
It was this time that the mother truly understood that as a man, you cannot have two different gods.
所以我们要专心信靠神，我们祷告才会有功效。
Therefore, we should wholeheartedly worship God, and that we will see the power in our prayer.
有困难就找耶稣，啊，平常没有困难就找神。
When we have difficulties,
就找钱。
We look for Jesus Christ, but when we don't have difficulties, we look after money.
以神当我们的，以钱当我们的神。
And we treat money as our own God.
这样子，你把耶柜抬出来，可能没有用啊。
Then if we are like this, then even if we bring out the ark, it's useless.
这里我们看到这个抬耶柜的两个人就是恶人啊。
And we see the two people who to brought the ark were two evil persons.
我们看撒母耳记上的第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4.
第四章的第四节谈到说以利的两个儿子啊跟耶柜一起来哦。
Chapter 4, verse 4, here says the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, brought the ark.
那第十一节谈到说两个儿子啊也都被杀了。
In verse 11, here says both his sons were killed.
那我们在谈这两个儿子，圣经上讲他们是恶人呢。
The Bible says that both of Eli's sons were unrighteous men.
我们看三章的十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 22.
第二章的十二节，对不起，第二章十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 12.
以利的两个儿子是恶人，不认识神。
Chapter 2, verse 12. Eli's sons were wicked men.
第十七节
Verse 17,
如此这两少年人的罪在神面前甚重了他们、啊、人家献祭、啊、祭物还没有烧掉、啊、祭物还没有这个、献给神他们就要这些祭物、啊、
And here says the sin of the young men was very great in the Lord's sight for they were not treating the Lord's offering with contempt、
啊、我们再看二十三节
Verse 23
二十二节
Verse 22
这个以利跟他们讲说他们跟、他们、啊、跟会幕门口伺候的妇人苟合
And here states that Eli's two sons they slept with a woman who served at the entrance of the tent of meeting
所以这两个实在是一个恶人、啊、
So indeed these two people are two wicked men
可是撒母还没有长大
But Samuel had not, is still young
教会还是需要有人工作教会还是需要有人工作，神的国度还是要有人做祭司。
And in the church of God, in the nation of God, He still needs people to work.
所以神还没有办法了，就只好让这些恶人在那边、工作了。
And therefore, God allowed them to continue serving in His temple.
时候到了。
But time has come.
撒母长大了。
Samuel grew up.
神的工作有人接替了。
Now he is able to succeed the work.
所以神的恩期过了。
And the grace of God, the period of grace has passed.
所以、啊、时候到了、啊、神就清理门户、啊、
So now that time has come, God needs to clean his household.、
啊、所以我们看到这个神本来跟、啊、就是施恩座、啊、就是跟就在耶柜上面，但是恶人抬施恩座，最后的结果呢，啊、就是、啊、恶人的一个、啊、的自己的亏损呢、啊。
And we know that on top of ark lies this.The mercy seat of God, and now two wicked men accompanying the ark, they bring death to themselves.
但是我们会见到另外一个问题啊，为什么这次耶柜会被掳呢
？But another problem or another answer to why was the ark captured?
那就是他们观念不对啊。
Because they have the wrong concept.
这个观念呢、啊，一有问题才想到神，就好像把神当成那个希腊就是印度的神灯一样，摸一摸摸一摸，那个基尼就跑出来。
They only thought of God in their difficult time as if treating God like a genie.
啊，这个不是神要我们做的。
This is not what God wants us to do.
我们看阿摩斯书六章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos.
六章的二十六节。
Amos chapter 6.
阿摩斯书六章二十六节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 26.
六章二十六节。
Amos chapter 6 verse 26.
六章二十六节。
Amos chapter 6, verse 26.
你们为自己所造之摩洛的帐幕和偶像的龛，并你们的神星，啊，我们看二十五节，五章二十五节，对不起。
Chapter 5, verse 25.
啊，五章二十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 25.
以色列家，你们在旷野四十年，岂是将祭物和供物献给我呢？第六二十六节。
26.
你们抬着为自己所造之摩洛的帐幕和偶像的龛，并你们的神星。其实在旷野当中他们所抬的的确是约柜、啊、跟神的帐幕
40 years in the wilderness they brought with them the ark and also the tent of meeting.
但是神这边跟他们讲说，你们所抬的不是了，你们不是专心依靠我的了，你们所抬的是自己的偶像了。
But here God tells them that for 40 years in the desert, you did not lift the ark, you lifted your own idols.
所以你们没有一心归向我。
Because you were not wholeheartedly towards me.
你们的心归向埃及。
Because your heart were toward Egypt.
你们一直的抱怨我。
You continuously complained about me.
你们没有想我的恩典，只懂得想到自己的利益。
You don't think about my grace, only thought about your own benefit.
你们没有信心。
You lack for faith.
所以在世间当中很多人都被神击杀死亡。
And therefore, in 40 years, many were killed by God.
所以今天我们要知道，我们拜神不是借着一个 media， 不是借着一个什么东西来让我们能够真的亲近神。
Therefore, today when we worship God, we're not worshiping through any item or any media.
今天我们到新约时代我们发觉到已经没有约柜了。
In the New Testament, no longer there's ark.
其实耶柜在历史上已经消失了。
In the history, ark no longer exists.
那神故意让他们消失的。
And God purposely have ark disappear.
这告诉我们什么东西呢？
What does that tell us?
今天我们不要一直虽然耶柜是一个物质神同在的一个代表但是不要把那个物质当成神本身
Even though today ark is an object where there's evidence of God, but we shouldn't treat that object as God himself.
神才是我们本身的依靠不是那个东西是我们本身的依靠
Because it is God himself that is our reliance It's not that object
所以我们的任何东西把它偶像化即使把耶柜偶像化也是不对的
So if we idolize anything even the ark it is incorrect
所以有的人拜耶稣也跟拜偶像的观念是一样这是不对的
So some people we might worship Jesus Christ just as they worship idol and that is incorrect
如果拜偶像是什么观念呢
？What is the concept of
worship? 一般人拜偶像的观念就是是我吃，是我穿，是我欠钱不用还了。
The concept when you worship idol is, give me what I need to eat, to wear, and give me money so I don't need to return.
拜神不是这样子的。
But that shouldn't be the concept when we worship God.
拜神是我要把我的心归给神。
To worship God is wanting to have your heart belong to
God. 无论怎么样，我生命要追随你的带领。
No matter what, my heart, I want to follow you.
不是我不需要的时候，你在我后边走；我需要的时候，你再出来帮帮我。
It is not when I don't need you, you follow me, and when I need you, then you appear.
如果这样的话，当然这个荣耀就会离开我们的家。
If it's like this, then the glory of God would disappear from
the household. 所以我们要脱离物质的观念哦。
Therefore, we need to depart from that materialistic thought.
这个信仰也是要进步了哦。
And therefore, our faith can improve.
那我们在早期的信徒有时候会比较重视借着物质的观念呢，来代表神的同在。
In our some of our early believers, they would treat the abundance of material.As to equal the abundance of God.
所以你可能听过这个我们在洗礼的时候因为大家看到那里洗礼有主耶稣的宝血嘛所以很多信徒都是灌那些水回家。
Probably,
洗礼的水回家。
You probably heard that in our the early stage of our church when we perform water baptism, people saw that there was blood of Jesus Christ in the water. So there were members that took jars to fill the jars with water.
他们说这是神的水，圣水。
And they would call that as the holy water.
以后如果感冒的话，就喝这个水。
And so if you're sick, then you would drink that water and you'll be healed.
他们很单纯。
Because they had very simple faith.
真的很奇妙，那个水瓶的水不晓得装了几个月。那个水里面真的没有变质，也没有臭的味道他们这就很有信心，肚子一痛就喝那个水。
And for some reason, the water did not go back even after a month, and therefore they really believe that water has power in it itself, and they would drink whenever they get sick.
那时候的人，他们比较没有受教育对神的旨意也比较没有那么清楚所以神也要让他们单纯的信心，让用这样的方法来医治他们。
Because our early believers, many of them did not receive much education, and they have lack of understanding. Therefore, God through this method wanted to teach them.
但是我们信仰要进步，不一定要借着物质。我们奉主耶稣圣名祷告，你的病就可以好。
But we need to improve in our faith. We shouldn't rely on material things. We should have faith, pray, and believe that God will heal.
在圣经上以前说这个生病了，你要请长老来用油抹你帮你祷告。
The Bible says that when you are ill, you will ask an elder to come to pour oil on you and then pray for you.
那所以早期我们有时候帮助人家祷告也会 身上带个橄榄油啊，抹油祷告。
And therefore, in the earlier stage of our life, whenever someone is ill, the workers will bring a bottle of olive oil and pour on them and pray for them.
但是我们越来越了解，其实油就是代表圣灵啊。
But then later, we slowly understood that oil represents Holy Spirit.
所以按手祷告就有功效了，不一定要抹油。
So as long as you lay hands on that person and pray for them, then that has power in itself.
那这是我们对信仰的一个认知。所以刚开始有个约柜，告诉你这个约柜是神同在的一个代表。后来神本身就是一个灵，充满天地的，你不需要再一个柜子了。
And that is the process once go in understanding our faith. Just like in the beginning, you have the ark, but slowly as you understand more about God, you realize that God fills the whole universe, then you no longer need the ark.
所以神也要让我们在拜神的观念当中，从物质啊，要一个东西代表啊，不要了。其实神就是个灵，就是充满宇宙万物的。
So God also wants to teach us that that object is not God, and He Himself is a spirit that fills the universe.
这是一个信仰的进步，观念的改变。
This is an improvement of one's faith.
那最后这个被掳的结果是什么呢？
So lastly, we're going to talk about what is the result or outcome after the ark of God being captured.
当然，我们看到步兵死了30,000。
Here says the soldiers about 30,000 died.
以利两个孩子也死掉了。
Both Eli's sons were killed.
我觉得啊，最令人难过的就是圣经在描写以利的情形哈。
And what is the most sad part about this passage is how Eli, what happened to Eli.
还有他的媳妇的情形啊。
And also what happened to his daughter-in-law.
你看那个我们来看圣经哦，十六节，四章十六节。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter 4 verse 16.
四章十六节。
First Samuel chapter 4 verse 16.
那人就对以利说，我是从镇上来的，今日我从镇上逃回。以利说，我儿，事情怎么样？17节。报信的回答说，以色列人在非利士面前逃跑，民中被杀的甚多，你两个儿子和你伙婚尼哈也都死了，并且神的约柜被掳去。18节。他一提神的约柜，以利就从他的位上往后跌倒，在门旁折断颈项而死。因为他年纪老迈，身体沉重，以利做以色列的40年啊。十六节说，他一听到神的约柜啊，就跌倒了。
Here's of course that as soon as he heard the ark of God was captured, he fell backwards.
关心神的约柜胜过关心他的儿子哎。
He cares about the ark more than he cares about his own son.
所以其实你看，他是一个很忠心的人呢。
So you can see that he is a very faithful servant.
他一直坐在自己的位置上。你看，圣经记载以利都一直谈到他坐在自己的位置上。这个人一辈子忠心。
Here, as whenever it records Eli, it often talks that he sits by his chair, represent how faithful of a servant he is.
所以，但是这个人啊，一辈子跟我们大部分人一样，就是这个盲点哦。常常我们爱我们的孩子过于爱神了。
But like many of us, we have this blind side is that we love our children more than we love God.
我们尊重我们的孩子过于尊重神。
We honor our children more than we honor God.
我们溺爱他们，以至于我们失去他们。
We love them so much to the point that we lose them.
真的，有时候我们溺爱他们，以至于神的荣耀不在了。
We spoil them to the point that the grace of God is no longer with us.
我常常想一个问题，圣经讲你牺牲生命，你要得到生命，要得到生命，要牺牲生命。有时候我们失掉孩子，你会得到孩子；你要得到孩子，你会失掉孩子。你为了得到，让你孩子讨好你的孩子，你到最后失掉你的孩子。但是你把他好像失掉了，让他用神的方法来管教他。你到最后得到你的孩子。
Just like the Bible says, if you want to gain life, you will lose your life. If you lose your life, you will gain life. Likewise, if we want to gain our children, we must learn how to lose them in the teachings of God.
所以不是说真的 lose them, 就是说把他们献上给神了、
哦。Not lose them literally, but to sacrifice and offer them to God.
所以以利这一辈就是这么一点啊，错误啊，以至于你他身体跌倒了、哦、然后就气断而死。
So throughout Eli's life, he made the greatest mistake, and this mistake caused him to fall backwards and die.
这边提到特别有一个字啊，caught my eyes 啊，让我眼睛注意到，就是身体沉重。
Here, what caught my eyes was a phrase that said he was old man and he was heavy.
那个可能有点胖哦。
Maybe he was
heavy 嘛，有点胖嘛。那为什么有点胖呢？
Why was he obese?
我想他可能回肉吃太多了。
Maybe because he ate too much meat.
为什么他肥肉吃太多呢？
Why did he eat too much meat?
因为他儿子哦，人家献祭的时候，那个肥的本来要烧掉的，都没有烧，他就把人家抢走了。
Why?
所以常常吃肥肉啊。
Because his sons will steal the offering before the fat was burned, therefore he will often eat fat meat.
大概他也不知道那是儿子偷回来给他吃的吧。
Probably he didn't even know that was part of the offering.
但是我们看到他这一辈子的失败就是宠爱孩子。
But we see that his greatest failure is that he loved his sons too much.
这是我们今天的学习。
And that is also our teaching.
我们今天一定要尊重神，过于尊重我们的孩子。
So today we need to honor God more than we honor our children.
我常常听到见证，那些父母亲啊，在这个神的时间，让孩子来敬拜神，不是往世界发展，因为那个时间是属于神的时候呢，我们真的很感动，这是尊重神的一个表现。
When we often hear about testimony, how their parents devoted their children's life and the most important of their life to worship God more than to worship this world, then that often moves me.
我们看十九节。
Let's read verse 19.
以利的儿媳妇菲尼哈的妻子怀孕，将要到产期，她听见神的约柜被掳去，公公和丈夫都死了，就猛然疼痛屈身生产。二十节，她将要死的时候，旁边站着的妇人们对她说：“不要怕，你生了男孩。”她却不问。不回答也不放在心上。二十一节，他给孩子起名叫以加伯，说荣耀离开以色列了，这是因为神的约柜被掳去，又因公公和丈夫都死了。他又说荣耀离开以色列，因为神的约柜被掳去。我觉得这个妇人一定很爱神。
I personally think that this woman must love God deeply.
她生了孩子，男孩子很高兴的事情呢，在古代很高，她不放在心上。
He said he gave birth to a boy, but he was not happy because of it.
心中就一件事情啊，糟糕了，荣耀离开以色列了。
The only thing she had in mind was that the glory of God departed.
约柜被掳去了。
Because the ark of God has been captured.
他是因为这样子才难产的，因为这样子才死掉的。
And this is also the reason why she went into labor.
伤心死了哦。
She was so despaired that she died of pain.
如果她生前可以用一点点力量啊，可以影响她先生一下下。
I thought that if while she was still alive, she can use that power to affect even a little bit about his husband.
可以常常为先生来祷告。
She can often pray for her husband.
说不定有不一样的结果啊。
Maybe it will have a different outcome.
因为夫妻是一体哦。
Because husband and wife, they're one.
所以我们是同承生命的恩呢。
Then together they receive the grace of life.
所以我们一定要帮助我们的配偶。
Therefore, we need to help our spouse.
来行走天国的路。
To walk the heavenly path.
否则啊。可能荣耀也会离开我们的家。
Otherwise, the glory of God might depart from
our house. 我读了这一篇呢，我们要有个思想：为什么今天这个家庭啊，一个家四个人死掉
？Today, when we read chapter 4, we need to reflect why 4 people from the same household died.
为什么在以利的家族里面呢？这个神的荣耀离开这个国家了
？Why, while Eli was still in seed, the glory of God departed from
Israel? 我们看三章的三十一节。
Let's turn to chapter 3, verse 31.
二章的三十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 31.
这是神人警告这个以利家，以利可能没有把这个话放在心上。
This is the man of God reminding Eli.
日子到，我要折断你的膀臂和你父家的膀臂，使你家中没有一个老人。三十二节。
32.
在神使以色列享福的时候，你必看见我居所的败落，你家中必永远没有一个老人。三十三。
33.
我必不从我坛前灭尽你的家人，那位灭尽的必使你眼睛干瘪，心中忧伤。你家中所生的人多必死在中年。三十四节。
34.
你的两个儿子和尼沃菲尼亚所遭遇的事，可做你的见证，他们两人必一日同死。还没有成就，神就预言好了。
This before anything happened, God already prophesied.
神就警告了。
Already reminded Eli.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们今天对圣经的警告不要掉以轻心。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we should not look lightly about the reminders from the Bible.
这个警告不是让我们说阿门的。
This reminders are not for us only to say amen.
我们应该想办法挽回神的心。
We need to try our best to return to the heart of God.
可是以利两次警告，先知同时警告，他都没有放在心上。
But twice reminder, Eli did not put it in heart.
最后真的荣耀离开以色列。
And in the end, indeed, the glory of God departed from the household of Israel. One household for died.
真的很可怜哦。
It's a pity.
所以我们真的要注重神的警告。
Therefore, we should emphasize on the reminders from God.
趁着还有机会，赶快回头。
While we still have the opportunity, return to God.
愿神啊，在我们生命当中，不要看到这一幕。
May we not see this scene in our life.
真的是很伤心的一件事情。
Because it's a very sad scene.
荣耀离开我们的家。
The glory of God depart from our household.
离开我们的教会。
Depart from our church.
希望这样的事情不在我们身上发生。
May something like this never happen.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
140。多少？149首。
149。
Fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Lean me, safe and secure from all alarms. Path grows from day to day,
leaning on the everlasting arms.
Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What I have to dread, to fear,
leaning on the everlasting arms.
I have blessed the peace with my Lord so near,
leaning
on the everlasting arms.
Leaning,
safe and secure from all alarms.
Let's pray in one accord.